Hello everybody, it's me, Mr. Tall 23, back in the video. This is another video on the basic doctrines of the Bible. Today I want to talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. After Christ died, he was buried in a tomb for 3 days and three nights. After this, God raised him up from the dead on the first day of the week, and he showed himself unto his disciples. It is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 4-6, and that he was buried, and then he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. So it's prophesied in the Old Testament that his days would be prolonged in Isaiah 53, verse 10, and that his soul would not be left in hell, nor his flesh to see corruption in Psalm 16. The Messiah rose from the dead. He is the first to conquer the power of death and hell. Jesus Christ himself spake of this many times during his ministry, predicting exactly how he would die and how he would take his life up again. He said in Luke chapter 9, verse 22, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be slain and be raised the third day." In John chapter 2, verse 19 to 20, it says, "Jesus answered and said unto them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body." So for only 3 days Christ was in the tomb, while his soul was in hell. But on the third day he resurrected, he was brought to life again, just as he had predicted. Several women who followed Jesus came to Christ's tomb on the morning of the resurrection, seeking to anoint his body with spices. It is recorded in the book of Luke, in chapter 24, verse 1-7. "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again." The women find the tomb empty, and later Peter and John also see the empty tomb. And the angels declare unto them that Jesus of Nazareth is no longer dead, but that he is risen, as he had promised unto his disciples. After the women heard this, it's written that Christ appeared unto them, and unto Mary Magdalene, and unto two disciples, while they journeyed to a village called Emmaus. Then he appeared unto the 12 disciples, appearing in the midst of them while they gathered together. As it's written in Luke 24, verse 36-40, "And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed unto them his hands and his feet." Jesus proved unto them that he had truly risen with a body of flesh and bones, and that he was physically in their presence. He showed himself unto them, as it says in Acts 1, by many infallible proofs. And he was seen by them and other disciples for 40 days. Christ, after facing the most brutal form of death conceived by man through his crucifixion, had been brought back to life by the power of God. It is written that Peter said unto the Jews on the day of Pentecost, in Acts chapter 2, verse 22-27, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption." For it was prophesied in the book of Psalms, from where Peter is quoting here in Psalm 16, indeed, that Jesus Christ would be raised from the dead in both body and soul. After he'd been rejected and slain by the nation of Israel and delivered unto death, God raised him up on the third day. In doing so, Jesus had conquered death and brought victory over hell. As it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. It's written in Romans chapter 4, verse 24-25, "But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Through Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, he opened the path to victory over sins and the condemnation of death and hell. After rising from the dead, he ascended to his Father in heaven and brought his own blood into the holy place and made an offering once for all, as it's written in the book of Hebrews. And through the offering of his own precious blood, he took away sin forever. Now through Jesus Christ, who is called the Prince of Life in the Bible, and the resurrection of the life, does life come. Jesus says when he appeared unto John in the book of Revelation, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen, and have the keys of hell and of death. Christ alone has the power over hell and death. He being the firstfruits of them which slept, according to the scriptures, brings the resurrection of the dead. For in Adam all die, but in Christ shall all be made alive, as it says in 1 Corinthians 15:22. We were dead in trespasses and sins. Our guiltiness before God brings the condemnation of death and hell. But the resurrection of Christ shows us that God has the power to raise the dead and to bring us to life once again. Thank you, everybody, for watching, and goodbye.